From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1007th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ray Price.
I couldn't sleep last night, just walked the floor. Don't know how I'll stand this anymore. Lonely all the time since I lost you. Received your invitation to the blues. I don't know why you caused me such pain. I just hope I never go through this much again. Thanks for sending something I can't use. Received your invitation to the blues. Hope I never go through this much again. Lonely me, I don't know what to do. Received your invitation to the blues.
Thank you. Thank you just a whole lot, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight, and here's my old friend Art Devine to tell you about the entertainers.
Right you are, Ray, and here's the list. There's Cousin Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaires,
Chet Atkins,
Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson, and the Tennessee Travelers.
And our very special guest, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Now, we'll hear one of their great numbers in just a minute, but right now, it's time we heard from that fine group of young men who call himself the Jordanaires, and here they are within that great getting up morning.
I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment fairly well, fairly well. I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment fairly well, fairly well.
When you see the lightning flashing,
fairly well, fairly well.
When you hear the thunder crashing,
fairly well, fairly well.
When you see the stars are falling,
fairly well. Fairly well,
hear old Gabriel's trumpet calling.
Fairly well, fairly well, hear that great getting up morning. Fairly well, fairly well, in that great getting up morning. Fairly well, fairly well.
When you see lightning flashing and you hear thunder crashing, when you see stars are falling, then you'll hear chariots coming.
Good news,
good news, chariots coming. Good news.
So glad
chariots coming, and I don't
want to
be left behind.
There's a long white robe in the heaven I know.
Long white robe in the heaven I know. Long white robe in the heaven I know. And I don't want to be left behind.
Well, I said good news,
chariots coming. Good news, chariots coming.
So glad,
so glad chariots coming, and I don't want to be left behind.
Gordon Stoker and all the Jordanaires, which brings us down to guest time here at the Opry. And our guests tonight happen to be man and wife. Besides being a wonderful couple, they're a pair of the finest entertainers of their type that I know of. Let's bring them out here with a great big rousing Grand Ole Opry. Welcome Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper.
Well,
Wilma Lee, Stoney, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Happy to be here.
That goes for me too, Ray.
Well, we're happy to have you with us, and we want some of that great Clinch Mountain music you two are noted for. So how about that one of yours, Come Walk With Me?
Come walk with me down Lover's Lane, where we once walked.
Did you ever notice how a pipe smoker seems to get more satisfaction out of his smoking than other folks?
I sure have, Ray, and when he lights up with that good crimp cut Prince Albert smoking tobacco, he just knows he's going to get a comfortable smoke, too. He gets a cool, tasty, satisfying smoke. And what's more important, he gets it every time. PA is always fresh, and the natural flavor of its fine tobacco is locked in by a very special Prince Albert process.
You're absolutely right, Ott. So, neighbors, is it any wonder that Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco? It has to be, because smoking men all over the country agree that PA's natural tobacco taste is tough to beat.
And don't forget that making men like Prince Albert. In OCB paper, it rolls easy and gives that same mild, tasty smoke.
So, pipe smoker or making men, enjoy comfortable smoking. Get Prince Albert smoking tobacco the next time you're at the store. Now here's Tommy Jackson along with my good friend Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers, all set for some great square dancing while Tommy fiddles an old-timer Fisher hornpipe. I think each and every one of us all have a favorite hymn. that we all like to sing over and over again. I know I do, and I sing it every chance I get. And if the Jordanaires will crowd in here and give me a hand, I'd like to do it once more for you, for myself, and for everybody that's listening. Here it is, In the Garden. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, a Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry another has ever known. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. Thank you. Thank you just a whole lot. And thank you, Jordanaires, for that pretty background. Man, I'm telling you, those boys sing real pretty, don't they? They just make a song. For me, at least, they do. And speaking of making a song, we've got a featured performer on the show with us tonight whose guitar playing will make you holler for more. Here he is, Chet Atkins, with Driftin' and Dreamin'. Chester, that was real fine. And now it's my pleasure to introduce that great gal from Grinder Switch and is ready to lose her life savings right this minute, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I tell you, I'm just like any young girl tonight that's had a feller come over to see her last night, had a big time, you know, and a date and everything. Oh, and I dressed up, and my feller come over, and we were sitting on double settee, and I said, Hezzy, do you think kissing shortens a person's life? And he said, no, but it sure makes the time go faster. So we just sat there getting older and older and older. Oh, I tell you, though, it just makes me feel so bad when I think about how many dates I've had with Hezzy all these years, and he ain't never proposed to me. I was telling Uncle Nabob about it, and he said, well, girl, I'll tell you. Said, marriage is a whole lot like a poker game. He says, you know, it takes a pair to open, and he shows her diamonds, and she calls his bluff, and it all ends up in a full house. That's it. That's what Uncle Nabob said. Well, so though, brother, he ain't having no luck with his love life neither. He was a kind of going along with and keeping company with a girl who lives over in the country near Hohenwald. He writ to her every day there for about 2 months. Brother's writing to that girl every day. I said to him the other day, I said, brother, as many times as you're writing to that girl, look like y'all must be getting pretty serious. He said, no, it's all over. I said, she fell in love with the mailman. You got to be careful having somebody visit you every day that way, you know. Well, so, you know, Hezzy said one time, I never will forget it, he was talking to me, and he said, you know, Minnie Pearl, he said, I do think a lot of you. He said, I'd lay down my life for you. Isn't that sweet? Don't y'all think that is? Said he'd lay down his life for me. Only trouble was the next week we went to a circus, and the lion got loose, and Hezzy clung plumb to the top of a tent pole and left me down there with the lion. When he come back down, I was real mad. Ooh, good gracious alive. I said, Hezzy, I thought you said you'd face death for me. He said, yeah, but that lion wasn't dead. I said, I know, Hezzy, but I said, listen, I wish you could have got a good look at that old lion. He's just an old, old, mangy-looking critter without no teeth. He couldn't bite you. Hezzy said, yeah, but I don't want no lion gumming me to death. Bye now. See you next week.
Minnie, I notice Hezzy's face is all swollen. What happened?
Well, he was smoking out a beehive, stealing honey, and the bees didn't like it. But Hezzy can't understand because he was using Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
Well, Minnie, maybe bees don't go for PA, but I sure know that pipe smokers go for it. So many, in fact, that PA is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. And no wonder. PA is always fresh in its crimp cut, and it's got the flavor smoking men like. That's cause that special Prince Albert process locks in the natural goodness of the fine tobacco. And making men go for Prince Albert, too, because it smokes mild and tasty, stays put. In fact, pipe smoker or making men get the most tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke ever when they light up with Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now it's guest time once more, so here they are, our good friends, Wilmerly and Stoney Cooper, singing another of their great numbers, Is It Right?
feeling this way, but I can't change the way I feel, although I know I'll pay.
What the fool in desperation? Oh, how many sleepless nights? Can't you see I love you only? You should take some pity on me.
Wimberly and Stoney Cooper and Is It Right? Thanks a lot, Wimberly and Stoney, and thanks for being our guests tonight. Which brings us down to a spot in the show where it's my pleasure to introduce another of the Grand Ole Opry's featured performers. The old man of the mountains, Grandpa Jones, with one of his latest Decca records, All-American Boy.
Yeah! Now gather around, cats, and I'll tell you a story of how I became an All-American Boy. Buy your guitar and put it in tune, and you'll be a rockin' and a rollin' soon, impressing the gals, picking hot legs, and all that jazz. Well, I bought me guitar about a year ago, and I learned to play in a day or so. All around town, it was understood I was knocking them out like Johnny B. Good. Hot legs, showing off. Number one. Well, I practiced all day and up in the night, and my pappy's hair was turning white. But he didn't like this rock and roll. Said, you can stay, but that's got to go. He's a squire. He just didn't dig me at all. So I took my guitar, picks and all, and I bid farewell to my poor old Paul. Sped to Memphis where they say you all, where the swinging cats are having a ball. Session. Hot licks and all. They dig me, I tell you that. I was rocking and a bumping and a getting the breaks, and the gals all said I had what it takes. When up stepped a man with a big cigar, said, come here, boy, I'll make you a star. Put you on bandstand. Buy you a big shiny automobile. Sign here, kid. Well, I signed my name and became a star, and having a ball with my guitar. Pile the dough up by the stack, and fighting the gals from off in my back. They just kept a-coming and a-screaming. Yeah, they like me. So I picked my guitar and with that big grin, and the money just kept on a-rolling in. Then one day my Uncle Sam, he said, here I am. Uncle Sam needs you, boy. I'm gonna cut your hair off. Now take this rifle, kid, and give me that guitar. Yeah.
Thank you, Grandpa. Grandpa Jones with All-American Boy. Thank you a whole lot.
Say, Ray.
Yeah?
You asked me to keep an eye on the clock for you, so if you want to get in that big new song of yours, you better get at it, man.
You're so right, Art. I wonder where the time went. Well, I'd like to do this for all of our friends. It's written in for so many requests. It's our brand new Columbia record. Been out about 3 weeks now and doing real wonderful for us, which we appreciate. One called That's What It's Like to Be Lonesome.
The streets are dark and empty when you walk them all alone. You think about your love affair and wonder what went wrong. You go to bed each night and pray you'll never see the dawn. Afraid of each tomorrow with its heartless cold unknown. And that's what it's like to be lonesome.
Lonesome,
lonesome. A heart of broken love has taught to cry.
Lonesome,
lonesome. And that's what it's like to be lonesome.
Lonesome,
lonesome. I know, 'cause I'm a mighty lonesome guy. search in all the taverns where the music's playing loud. You try to lose your heartaches in the laughter of the crowd. But the happy couples make you think of things that might have been. And you have to hide the teardrops till you're by yourself again. And that's what it's like to be lonesome.
Lonesome.
A heart of broken love has taught to cry.
Lonesome.
And that's what it's like to be lonesome.
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 I know, 'cause I'm a mighty lonesome guy.
Lonesome, lonesome.
Let's have a little square dance now with Tommy Jackson and Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee travelers.
Just want to say that it's been great having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And next week we'll have another one of the real top singers here with you, and he'll have one of your favorite guests along with him. Till then, this is Ray Price saying thank you, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Taste a real cigarette.
Latest cigarette figures are in, and Camel wins again. For the 10th straight year, Camel outsells every other cigarette, every filter, king size, and regular. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for flavor and mildness. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel. Taste a real cigarette.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.